Do you believe in click it or tick it?
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart, cut the cord.
Put away your dicks and get into listening mode. This is Click It or Tick It. Once again, I am Pete Mutino.
I'm Nick Schaefer, or am I Dancer?
I just don't know anymore.
I think Kant and Schopenhauer both argued for a long time about humanity versus Dancer.
Well, a little bit.
To no satisfying conclusion.
Wow.
And
I don't think I really even know the reference.
They're philosophers, and that's really about
Kant. Oh, wait, yeah, it's like... was it Augustus, August?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel
Kant.
Fuck.
Yeah. So.
Embarrassing times for Pete here on Click It or Tick It. But you know what? I'd rather be embarrassed than not do anything, because here we are in activity.
It's
a good thing.
We're
which means Ryan's back, of course. Woo!
How's it going?
Nothing happens without Ryan. How you doing,
it's
Ryan?
Triumphant drop for a triumphant
damn
return.
Straight.
We actually recorded about 5 episodes on my computer, and I think I've bitched about this before, and then it's decided to stop working. I'm going to give it to Ryan to you know, make it start putting out again.
Yeah, it really does look like the contrary, but we have been trying. We have.
We're trying really hard.
It totally looks like the opposite.
There were a couple days where we didn't try.
No.
But you weren't ovulating, so.
Oh, I wasn't. No, you're right. When I'm ovulating, I try. I try so hard. We are trying.
As a result of the nature of how this has been coming along, and Glenn is actually en route. This is like a Loveline episode, and Corolla's on his way.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's. I just heard from him.
Oh, shit, I'm gonna have to let him in.
Well, you know, it'll work out. Because of the sporadic nature of our recording, I set up a document in about mid September with talking points, and I don't think we ever used any of them, and a lot of them were about like weird current events. So now it's weird events from a couple months ago.
Oh, cool. Let's do that. All right. Retro Times here on Click It or Tick It. Let's check it out.
But a lot of them, it's sort of timeless. It doesn't, you know.
It's not like everything on this podcast, am I right?
I heard Michael Jackson died. What the hell is going on with that?
Yeah, what is that? I heard a lot of celebrities died recently.
What's the deal with Hurricane Katrina? it's happening right now. That's the deal with it.
I know most of our listeners listen to this for like up to the minute traffic, weather, and news.
Don't forget sports.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a hurricane coming towards Florida.
Well, he wasn't being facetious there. You can actually get very up-to-date sports on this show.
Yeah, I think we posted, by the time we recorded an episode during the Division Series, and it got posted during the World Series.
Well, that's kind of cool. That's kind of seen.
Yeah, it's very seen. It's like relevant, but not. Anyway, it's like a scene.
It's like when Hideki Matsui hit his second RBI of Game 6. It was just like fucking Joe Mauer.
But then he hit 6 in that game.
It was like fucking Kubel is fucking shit up.
Do you want to start? All right. Do you want to start in the UK?
Uh huh.
Or South Asia?
Uh huh.
Or in France?
Oh, well, Francaise.
France.
All right, France, I actually saw on TV that Paris provides a service which is essentially sewer detectives, where this is a free service where people will go into the sewer working for the city government and look for lost car keys or any other valuables in the sewer that you may have dropped in there.
And it's a free service.
Yeah, and they have a 70% success rate.
Wow.
And their sewers are gross. Like,
how do they afford
this? It's like pools of water. It's France. They tax the shit out of everything and pay for everything for you.
They tax your car keys.
They couldn't do that here, though. They really couldn't.
No,
because like here we have like fucking mole people and shit. Like, no one's going down the sewers.
And old like crocodiles
for free. They get paid, obviously, but for you.
I'm warning Glenn to be careful not to wake the sleeping.
Don't wake daddy.
Well, get in. When he gets here, I have to let him in because the door is locked.
Ooh, you wanted to secure the fortress against Glenn?
No, you gotta lock that door, otherwise it slides open, because it was built in like 1726.
Oh yeah, Pete's barn house is a rocking good time.
Yeah, that's where we are.
Okay, so I thought that was an interesting little thing to start things off with. It's not that interesting?
No, it's just, I remember one time when I was in New York, and some guy, You may have been there, in fact. I was just walking down a random side street. So a guy was standing there with his keys, like kind of playing with them, twirling them or whatever, drops them down a sewer grate in New York City and just goes, shit. And there was a cop right there next to him, and the cop laughed. And I kept walking. And I was just like, okay.
Only in New York.
Well, not even that. It's like, well, that sums up what happens if you drop something down the fucking sewer. Like, yeah, you shouldn't be twirling your keys next to the sewer.
Yeah, it's true. When I first got a set of keys that I used with any sort of regularity, right about when I got my driver's license, like, I had a big habit of twirling my keys around. And after I dropped them about three or four times, I learned.
Yeah, I remember freshman year of college, we got those free lanyards. I feel like everyone did.
Yeah.
It was just like twirl, 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 and then someone got hurt. But if you drop down the grate in a sewer, I feel like that's such an awful thing. Like, you deserve to get them fetched out for free. Everyone deserves a second France.
Yeah. All right. Man, you didn't drop a beat.
No.
You didn't drop a peat. And you didn't drop your keys. Down the sewer.
Shitty wordplay is just like our ultimate fallback. And that drop. That drop is also a fallback.
Dropped down the sewer.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
He'll be here all night.
Like Krieger says, thank you.
Thank you.
I think, does he say thank you?
No, he says merci.
Oh. That also doesn't make sense. That also doesn't make sense.
Makes sense.
He's like,
the mission was impossible. Of course it makes sense.
All right. So, to recap, for those of you who aren't as intimately familiar with Mission Impossible as we are, Pete's getting a phone call, and it's got like a weird sort of Kill Bill-esque ringtone.
It's a great ringtone that I picked with this new shitty phone that I hate. It's probably the only good thing about the phone, but that is Mr. Glenn Marshall, so I'm going to go let him in. I'll be right back. Monologue all right. time.
All right. So, for that, it's not a monologue. Ryan's sitting right here, you asshole.
It's a mono dialogue.
Okay, so in that scene in Mission Impossible, they've just recovered the knock list, and they're in their little hideout, which is like a big apartment without much furniture in it, and Ving Rhames is checking the gear, and Emmanuel Bear is like standing around looking hot, and then Krieger decides to try to like confront Ethan because he thinks he has the list, and he says, you know, I need a bigger cut, or whatever it is, and he starts like playing around the disc, and then Ethan does some magic tricks at him and convinces him that he's holding a decoy. What were you going to say, Ryan?
Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand, exactly. And you try any sleight of hand with my money and I'll cut your throat. But Krieger at one point, when he reveals that he's demanding more money, the French chick says, Krieger, and he says, merci, according to Pete. Why?
Thank you for bringing that topic up. I don't know, I guess. Thank you for smoking. Thank you for
mentioning
money.
His name.
Thank you for stopping by, Glenn. Here's a mic.
Glenn, just ready to just plug and play. That's how
Here,
we go.
Take my mic.
Your right. mic.
Oh my God! Do you have an applause job, Ryan?
bubble roll.
Bubble roll.
So what's going on, Kat?
I don't know. Here, I'm gonna hook you up with some headphones.
That's unnecessary.
You don't need headphones.
No, I'm good without the cans right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How was the tooge?
It was fine. It just kind of sucked. I have back-to-back doubles yesterday and today. Pete came in the middle of my two-hour nap. To borrow my GPS from at Surrey, so.
Yeah, that was fun. Well, I had to go right there because.
Yeah, but he told me I had a nice dream about midgets boxing because he told me about this Jerry Springer episode he saw.
Oh, yeah, it was very good.
But like I woke up from dreaming, and then what you said sounded pretty surreal anyway. And then I just went right back to sleep.
And that translated.
I really didn't understand the thing you were saying with the transvestite.
Essentially, I turned on Springer today, and the whole theme was former people on the show, former. Actual people on the show boxing viewers who did not like them when they were on the show.
This was
the whole episode. There was a boxing ring instead of like the Jerry Springer set.
Yeah, but
we should have Glenn box Neil.
Oh, well, the transvestites were fighting. There was one fat transvestite who did not actually go through, like, was pre-op and was just like a really fat, effeminate guy, black guy. And then this actual black tranny was really pissed. And they were fighting, and the black tranny, like, in between rounds, you know, they had, like, the bouncers kind of, like, you know, like giving them help or whatever. But, you know, the real tranny was making her stand, being like, you know, you're not real. Like, you know, it's like it takes a lot to, like, make the transformation, like, blah, blah, blah. And while she's just making her grandstand sitting on her, like, fake boxing stool, the bouncer is pretending to, like, fan her with this towel. But intermittently and totally intentionally, he just hits her in the face, like, every fifth swipe, and then just starts pouring water out of on her head, like out of like a spray bottle, while she's just like, keeps talking,
just to piss her off.
Or he, I don't know.
The more it's funny, the more you can irritate people, the better on that show. This, your results are.
But that was,
you want to intimidate. Yeah, you want to get the crowd into it.
There was something
like,
awful
they need
about
to be
that.
Laughing at the people
there,
at all times.
There was something about that,
you're
though, where it was like subtle enough, and it wasn't like it was intentional, but it was like just like very intermittent. And
we need to go back to that show. It's really weird that
it's just awful.
I want to go. The whole crew is into like giving like the people on stage funny things to say and like making fun of the people directly so the crowd hears it. It's very strange. So it's like it is kind of staged, but it's staged in the fact that they have people who are actually trash and like may be kind of mad at each other.
Yeah, you and Ryan have actually been there. So.
Yeah, they get them into like a kind of a circus. It's pretty funny.
So it's not like WWE, but it is like the NBA.
Yeah, yeah, and the refs just kind of like let them do whatever.
It's like cool. Fixed, and it's all fixed in stage, but they pretend it isn't.
And they perpetuate it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, I'm on board with that.
Yeah, because there's this one dude with the headphones who's kind of like the stage manager, and he's feeding everyone lines the whole time. He's like,
say this, it'll be ridiculous.
He's like whispering things to the front row, or even just like saying things into the mic, like when they're not taping.
And you know, it shows because sometimes the shit those people say is just too good.
Didn't they?
Yeah, no, exactly. They'll like whisper lines.
Yeah, like Ryan Shush, for example.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because if you actually put really stupid people on that show and just let them go, it wouldn't actually be that interesting.
Oh like, no, absolutely
like,
not.
Not all the time. Sometimes you'd get
you
gold.
You need to
kind
of prod them along.
Yeah,
I'm in college. I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
Like that.
Yeah. Well, no. That was actually her. That was like part of her like opening monologue.
Oh, good. Well, she cooked that one up though. You know,
good for her.
She takes a month. She cooks that one up, and
at
then
least
the stage manager takes over.
At least she has a viewpoint. She doesn't. You know, she isn't wishy washy. She's not flip flopping or waffling or anything else
or
that sounds fun and delicious and silly.
And waffling.
It's just she
said waffling. I think.
We don't like to watch wrestling at Buffalo Wild Wings.
See, I feel like that might have been fed to her. Yep. I feel like it's like one of Jerry's cards was like,
well, Ryan,
ask her the last time that he was nice.
She didn't seem authentic, though. Ryan had a good point. He was like, I think this is an intern.
Yeah, no, that one was, that one, because
she was a little too good looking, like a little too,
fat
put together. Well, she was fat,
she
had the glasses, and she like just seemed like she like probably went to, like is in college right now, actually.
And she was much smarter than like the whole, like all the shit she kept saying seemed so strained and forced. And
easily
not
the best part of that, though, is your laugh.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
If you're the only one in the studio cracking up, we have this recorded, yeah?
Oh, you can hear it.
The other people are moaning in discomfort and pity, and Glenn is losing his shit.
Oh, I'm in the second row just cackling, and the bouncer gave me a look because like to shut me up, but then he couldn't make eye contact with me.
Because he'd start.
Yeah, because he just closed his eyes and just like kind of clenched his face so he wouldn't crack up either. So I like understood that I needed to be quiet right after that initial laugh because they wanted to like get more serious because as you can hear, she's talking. Yeah,
and then you're just in there.
I just pulled out my headset. You want to help a brother out?
I can try.
Oh, so I told Nick this. Did I tell you that? Well, either way, Ryan hasn't heard it.
Oh.
The listener hasn't. Well, they just docked. So
yeah, just plugged in the headphones.
If there are any listeners, this will be heard by no one.
Yeah,
those
people
are still checking. I've actually had multiple people contact me and say, like, come on, like, put up more episodes.
Yeah, everybody
I have
loves
as well.
Site.
Brett told me, actually. That's one time. And one other person at work told me. But a funny story about work. I told you about this before he came
over.
It's one
time,
Kay.
I'll let you ask me about my podcast.
So this guy ordered a lasagna and like some other shit.
Did you record a podcast?
No.
No? All right. Quick story.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't really fuck with people's food. But so this guy orders lasagna and some other shit, some salads and some crap. And Kelsey took the order. I didn't take the order, so I had no bearing really on the authenticity of what he said over the phone. But Kelsey never makes mistakes. I've never seen her make a mistake.
According to Kelsey, Kelsey never makes mistakes.
No, like I've the whole time.
I'm on to you, Kelsey.
Yeah, I know that. But like
this radio station doesn't play namby pamby with
station.
The facts.
Oh yes.
What's your background?
All right, so Pete's showing us his computer.
I am brandishing my
laptop
on desktop background.
He theoretically could have just done that to wrap the show.
Mine,
but
mine is a Calvin as Tracer Bullet from Calvin and Hobbes. Let's see if I can figure out which Mac button to
push. Nick.
Great radio. Great radio. Anyway, continue. Kelsey never makes mistakes.
Trying.
You were
Kelsey never
the
makes
order.
Mistakes. This guy comes in. He looks at all the stuff. He sees the lasagna,
learners.
And he's like, where are the other two? I'm like, other two what? And he's like, the other two lasagnas. I'm like, the ticket only said one, but if you want two more, I'll go have them like put it on the fly for you. And he's like, I ordered two more. There were three. And Kelsey's like, I talked to you on the phone. You said one lasagna. I read the order back to you. Like, you know what I mean? He's like, no, I wanted three. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, he might not have been correcting him. He might have just said, you know, like, yeah, that's what I ordered. But he wanted three. He was ordering one, but he wanted three.
So I run over to the pizza cooks, and I asked
all kinds of that just blew my mind, but that's all right.
Yeah, no, I like
you're welcome.
I asked, well, he seemed like a kind of douchebag. It's like, well, it's what I wanted. Like,
it's like, can I take your order? It's like, yo, can I get a large pepperoni? But I want a side order of lasagna and three side salads.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so three sides. No! I need a pepperoni.
But I want.
Need versus want.
I'm exchanging goods for money. It just...
So I go get the two. It takes like 10 minutes. So this guy's waiting, and he's being a dick the whole time. And I'm waiting for the... I get the lasagnas, and I have to put them in the to-go tanners. They're in these big ceramic bowls that are really fucking hot.
Oh, yeah, because you guys do the authentic, like, entire wall, which is an oven thing.
So I have to scoop them out of this thing, like, scalding. I'm holding with a rag, scoop them all out. And then I have to go... It looks kind of shitty because sometimes the top gets burned. So I run over to go put sauce on it just to make it look nicey-nice. And I flip one of the fucking lasagnas onto the ground. Like, at least a good two-fifths of it comes out onto the ground.
Did he see it?
No. This is behind the line.
No.
So I stop, and I just kind of, like, I'm like, oh, fuck. And the whole line turns around, and we all just stare at it. And then Big Al was getting something out of the back of the kitchen, comes up, and he's about to step on it. I'm like, whoa. And I give him, like, the shh, 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 shh. And I'm like, you didn't see this. And I just put it, like, I took most of the stuff that didn't touch the ground, most of it was, just kind of even the two lasagnas out, and then put marinara sauce over them. Now, I just want to explain myself real quick, though. It's like, at least 75% of it was, like, this guy's been waiting. I just want to get him out of here.
He's gonna be a huge
but the
pain
other
25%
ass, like, percent was, like, he's a douche. Fuck him. He's going to get a little floor slice in his pasta. And, like, now he gets out of here, and I don't have to deal with him, and he's never going to know. And everyone else thinks it's really funny.
Unless it's a person you know, welcome to the dark side of food
service. Oh, yeah.
If you drop something on the ground... 5 second rule totally applies.
Yeah, but this
20 second rule.
This was
like a minute of quiet
because there's just a couple seconds there. We have to scope it out. It's like, did any of the customers see that? Did they? Nope. All right.
The
it's
problem
like, so
is this is the most used part of the line. It's the only exit. It's like right where everyone walks. It's disgusting. It's like there's like bilge water on the ground. You know what I mean?
Here's an opportunity for you to.
It's awful. It's like it wasn't a matter of did he see it. It's just like, do I really want to do this to another human being? And then
for perspective, though. If he hadn't arrived to pick up his food yet, you would have cooked up a new lasagna.
I would have, but I would have been really sorry, and I would have gone over to him, told him, and be like, I'm saying
if he had ordered it, but he wasn't there yet, but you knew he was outside, like already pissed off and waiting, so you weren't gonna be like, shit, we need to cook another lasagna.
If he wasn't there, then whatever.
Are you kidding me?
He can wait for 2 minutes while his goddamn fucking lasagna cooks, and I want to.
Yes, you would have thrown one in.
Yeah. Oh, every time.
These unique circumstances.
But the fact that he was like waiting there and like grilling everyone in carryout, and like I'm. Not to be bothered by assholes who like stand at the counter waiting for food when there's plenty of seats to sit down and wait. When I tell you on the phone it's going to be a half hour and you show up like on the phone with me and then you sit down, but you don't sit down. You put your stuff down and then you stand right at the counter and just like kind of intimidate us. into making the food cook faster because you're standing at the
counter. It's like the person who's sitting in gridlock and just starts honking the horn.
Oh, like, yeah. It's like, this is helping.
It's like, yeah, the person in front of you is totally slowing you down.
It's like, if they can even hear you, they're, oh, God. Yeah. So that was my fucking day blue today. It sucked.
So did mine. It was not good.
Not bad times?
Fine. Yeah, your food
Matt Surrey
is not fun.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
How did you fuck up that order in Matt Surrey tonight?
But they stapled something to the wrong bag. They put it on that like little like surrogate counter where it's just like, this is already done.
Oh, yeah.
But they put the hot food on there without the cold food. So
that's the hot food. That's bad.
That was bad. No, it was
so
stupid.
So you delivered
it. It was the hostess girl.
Did you run back and get it?
I went there and the lady ran out.
To catch our listeners up to speed, Pete has actually also joined Glenn in the fleet of Matsuri Japanese delivery food drivers.
Yeah, we're actually...
It's a good gig, but...
I can't tell if we're triads or part of the Yakuza because Kenny-san seems to be the only Japanese person there, but he's the owner and manager guy.
Oh, he's definitely the only Japanese guy.
Everyone else there is Chinese as hell. Everyone else there is Chinese.
They're like, no, no, no.
So is this like the rape of Nanking all over again?
Yeah, so I can't tell if like, yeah, I don't know. I can't tell if they're 1930s triads
East Asian history references up here in this podcast.
Boxer Rebellion up in this podcast.
Opium Wars?
Up in this podcast.
Peking?
Yeah.
That's it for me. That's all I got.
There's a Tan
Xi,
Jin.
Xi. The chick with the Dowager Empress who had a marble boat shaped like a swan, which wouldn't go anywhere.
It wasn't a boat. It was a junk, dude. It was a junk. They have junks. That's their boats. It was like their palatial boats.
Oh yeah, supposedly for a long time those Asian countries, right when they were at a peak, possibly ahead of Europe, mm-hmm. around like 1100, 1200, they were developing these like massive fleets to deal with like pirates. And then once they had dealt with them, the emperor was like, didn't want. I think it was because this wasn't spelled out, but I think he didn't want like an admiral who could challenge his power. Mm-hmm. So he was like, no, only like ships like of a certain size, like, and they were small, could be built from now on. Mm-hmm. And like, you have to like, so they just like neutered their country. And so like, that's part of the reason why like China and Japan just kind of stagnated for,
well, China intentionally, yeah, there was a point where it just
years.
Intentionally cut itself off.
China had won the game of the world.
Yeah, and it went all
it.
Up around Africa, checked everything out, and then just kind of...
It's like, all right, we win.
They had a better area.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A better starting point.
A lot more spread out.
Yeah.
A good climate, though.
Decent land,
it's
yeah.
big. It
fucking huge.
And their borders were never really compromised.
Although it is really impressive that
the whole thing was
China, and it wasn't just.
Why don't they do that again? That'd be great.
Yeah, well, there's no like three kingdoms of China
great.
Anymore.
Make me feel secure.
They could have four countries the size of America all fight each other internally.
Yeah, that's what like the three. They'd have multiple kingdoms going on right in there.
Oh, Asian people.
Speaking of Asia, talking point from 2 months ago.
Whoa, what?
Hold on here. There, you can't look at it. It's gonna surprise you.
Don't worry. It's in like about like.
This is like cards, Nick.
It's in like 3-point font. So don't worry.
It has to be a surprise.
I have eagle vision.
Look at me. I'm pissed. Like
it's like Christmas Day.
I couldn't sneak a peek, but it's like 3-point font. Nick, I really wanted to see it.
All right, Nepal hit
greedy
by...
times.
He's reading this with a magnifying glass.
This was a headline that I
saw. It's
all
talk at once.
Nepal hit by severe goat shortage. Officials say that there's a severe shortage of goats to offer as sacrifice in the capital of Kathmandu.
Okay. No, I'm with you so far.
The reason
so
for the
far nothing funny has happened.
The reason for the shortage is unclear, but experts say it is mostly due to demand outstripping supply.
What the fuck?
Which I didn't really need an expert to explain that to me. That was clear from the word shortage, but which means people want things that there aren't available. But you know, thanks to the experts, we're clear on this.
They could have saved a lot by like consult page 4 of Webster's, whatever, and then like continued on with their article.
All right, goats are traditionally slaughtered during the 15-day event to appease Durga, an important Hindu goddess. And that's pretty much the whole article.
All right, I'm confused. They love cows and won't even eat them, but do they hate goats?
It's actually very topical now in light of the
are goats
the
their mortal enemy?
Or South Park episode? Which are your headphones out? Okay, so apparently they love cows, but they will obliterate the entire goat populace. And Pete.
Is there a reason though? There's no reason they hate goats. What's the reason they love?
It's
cows?
To appease Durga. To appease Durga,
so
not
Dur-
to like Durga's. I love that use of the verb appease because it's like like Durga's gonna get mad pissed if she doesn't get her goats.
Yeah, we just accept that. It's like they got it.
Wait, we know it's
here.
A girl.
We got her.
Durga's
goat.
A she
goddess. Yes.
Oh, okay.
You gotta, you know.
Durga, I mean, Durga jihad.
You don't want
to
see what that goddess
you know,
does.
Well, you know, what you'll
why
do for the pussy.
Why can't we just call these people out, though? Why can't we be like, well, no, you're a fucking idiot. You don't need more goats. You need to stop slaughtering them in the name of...
It's like, but it'll appease Durga. It's like, yo, you don't even, like, pray to Durga that often. It's like, dude, but, like, I think she kind of likes me. And it's like, also, she's, like, a really good friend.
How about one day,
you know, you never know. And, like, I need to keep that option open.
How do you know when Durga's pissed?
Go 1 week without, like, appeasing Durga and then do it for a week. And then just go off and on and then stop for a year and go on and do a little comparison.
Yeah, controlled then, variable. Yeah, how many goats did I sacrifice to Durga? How shitty was my life?
Yeah.
I feel like in Nepal,
do you
it's a
still
pretty
live
constant
in a dirt
level
floor
of shitty
hovel. Then yes,
Durga loves you. So just sacrifice the goats. It's like, just do it. What's the worst that can happen? You guys break up? That's the worst that could happen.
Do they eat the goats?
This is actually really
It doesn't matter.
It's actually
for Durga.
Because that's a lot of goat meat.
It's for Durga.
Like, we have a short...
You know how cool Durga is at work? Like, you know, she's really good at her job, and she's, like, really funny, and, like, at points, she's, like, kind of annoying. But, you know, she's had a harder life than you. So it's, like, totally okay.
I mean, she has been around for, like 3,000 years. 2,000 years.
So Durga's
really hard for her.
Like, how could you not be down with Durga? It's like, wow, she's been doing this for that long. Like 15 Durga, years, yeah. You my girl. You
know? I'm really happy to hear about this, though, because a shortage means that there's a big demand, as Durga. The experts told us. And that means the kids are back into religion.
This is background.
When the people in Nepal...
in the world. I'm your goat. Slay a goat.
Is that the cabaret is singing right there?
What? No. It's the Captain's Cavern.
It's Durga. Durga's the spirit of Durga's gone to you, and you're happy. You're singing.
You have like eight arms and like four legs, and you're dancing.
But remember when the kids of Nepal all got into like Eminem and rap and wearing loose clothes and shit like that, and people just didn't have time to sacrifice goats to Durga anymore.
Yeah, I know, the good old days.
But now it's back. There's a religious revival.
All right, so are we getting a container ship filled with goats? Well, one from our fleet?
I think I should use my still powerful American currency to buy all of Nepal's goats and then sell them back at an exorbitant price.
That's a good idea.
It's like Durga's going to be pissed at you guys unless you give me what I want.
Why don't we just buy the goat market? And then just bring in our own goats.
Glenn, more you goats. No, because I want to hold them hostage.
Durga. Oh.
I want them to fear Durga.
Everybody, Durga.
Durga. It's a great god name.
It is. We have God.
It's just God.
God.
I don't like the word.
It's
I think I'm less comfortable with the word God than I am with the concept of God. God isn't a shitty, annoying word. I got into all kinds of religious debates with my roommate in college. He was a very religious guy. And I actually insisted that he use the word dump truck instead of God because that's a lot more pleasant to my ear.
And I love them when
G,
I was...
That G sound.
I loved them both when I was a kid, but now I still only love... I just love dump trucks now. They're great. Especially those really big ones. Like in that movie, was that Super Cop with Jackie Chan? That huge dump truck? Ryan, you know what I'm talking about.
I think the word God actually obfuscates debates.
Yeah, ask any three-year-old. It's like, do you want to be God or dump truck? It's like, a three-year-old's going to pick dump truck.
I don't know.
Like, it's like, oh, so the higher power we're supposed to, like, mature into? No, fuck that. If you're the higher power and every fucking kid is sacred or whatever the fuck you're trying to be God, then dump truck is the shit. Change your name. File for the change. It won't be that hard.
It costs like $2,000.
It is frustrating.
And God, you get a lot of money, but it never seems to get up to you. You know what I mean?
You get into these apps.
there's something that gets washed away, like our pictures were at Disney World. In between the people collecting the God money and God doesn't...
I like that analogy.
God doesn't seem to have it up there.
It's a pretty good analogy. God has the speed pass for Space Mountain. He decided to get that ticket, wait an hour, and then come back and go right to the front of the line.
Because he's really smart.
Did he get
that was Jesus.
Did he get the Goofy visor?
Sorry.
The Goofy visor. Did he get that? On the sixth day, God created the Goofy visor, and he saw that it was good.
Yes, he did.
On the seventh day,
he
created Splash Mountain. That was the day he rested and rode around on Splash Mountain all day.
No, that was like the fifth day. I'm pretty sure seventh day was like the Robin Williams like robot.
Sacrilege here on Click It or Ticket.
Weird theatrical experience.
Bicentennial Man?
That was seventh. Yeah, something like that. I've seen it like three times. I don't know what it's called.
What movie?
It's not even a movie. It's this weird attraction at Disney World where it's like this robot in Tomorrowland.
Did you hear how he said Disney World there? He said Disney World. Like he... put the stress on world and not
I know
Disney.
You're talking about Disney World is great, but like
Disney World, Disney World,
Disney
Haunted
World.
Hamburger,
Hamburger, Haunted Hamburger.
I know Nick put a post on the site about this, but everyone, if you have not seen it, go to lasagnacat.com. If you don't get the joke, then there's something wrong with you.
The Jimmy Buffett hamburger in paradise or cheeseburger in paradise, whatever it is.
Just watch all of them. All of them are, even if they're like bad, they're still funny.
Yeah, that's kind of the point, I think.
I ordered fries with this haunted hamburger.
How long were you guys doing the cast before I showed up?
5 minutes?
Yeah, is that
Ryan? You're holding up a one.
We have been doing this for more than 1 minute, Ryan. Surely.
How long,
Ryan?
How long
angry.
Were? How long, Ryan? Listen to the words. How
we,
far
we're
were
1 minute
you,
in? How many minutes in?
29 minutes in. But 29? How okay. far in were you when I showed up? Guesstimate, Ryan. Eight, maybe 13 minutes.
So that 5 minute window.
Okay. Well, listener, you can. If you're this far, then you missed the opportunity to fast forward through the first 8 to 13 minutes of the show.
But if you ever listen to it again.
For which I apologize. Yeah, but if you ever, on a re-listening, you can just go ahead and do that.
And
the special
you guys
Glenn edition is available at peaklinic.com/Glenn.
We also have a you want to have a teaser for the next episode?
Yeah.
Come back next if you want to hear elaboration on drunk mother, quote, fondled on flight.
Or Pete's vagina.
Or
Glenn.
I don't know, Ryan.
Well, you know, the important thing about all this, about tonight's episode, I think what we all got out of this is
Pete's vagina.
Pete?
Pete's vagina.
Did you?
Pete's vagina.
All right, well.
Pete's vagina.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, seriously, good night.